This is your Paragon News Update for September 28th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. Jason Bollinger, a former Carter resident and Merit graduate, announced his candidacy for the United States Senate representing Oklahoma in 2022 this morning on the Early Morning Show on KECO. James Langford currently holds that position. Bollinger says his time away from Western Oklahoma and in Washington, D.C. has inspired him to run for the seat.
After leaving Western Oklahoma and going to the University of Oklahoma, I spent time working in Washington, D.C. And one of the things I learned while working in D.C. was how broken our system is and how broken Washington, D.C. itself is. And when I was there and looking at what we need to fix Washington, D.C., the first thing that came to my mind was the values and the types of people I learned and I was around in Western Oklahoma.
Bollinger, a Democrat, currently owns the Bollinger firm and practices law in downtown Oklahoma City. He graduated from Merit High School, earned an associate's degree at Southwestern Oklahoma State at SARE, and then accounting and law degrees from the University of Oklahoma. Before practicing law in Oklahoma, Bollinger spent time in D.C., where he worked at the U.S. Department of State. While there, he worked with the top levels of government and represented the U.S. in a dispute against one of its great adversaries. Bollinger said another Democratic candidate has also announced their intentions in running for the seat. The primary election will take place on June 28th of 2022, while the general election will happen on November 8th of 2022. The Clinton City Council is scheduled to meet in special session tonight. Two items the council will consider include the acceptance of a professional engineering services proposal from Garver, an engineering firm officed out of Norman, for the preparation of a feasibility study and cost estimate for the possible construction of water resiliency infrastructure between the cities of Clinton and Weatherford. A description of the proposed agreement between the two cities and Garver says the project is aimed at building water resiliency between both cities and could also provide opportunities for other Custer County communities. Garver says the project is similar to a project for the city of Enid, which includes nearly 70 miles of water pipeline. The council will also consider a proposed adjustment to the financial terms of a lease agreement with American Towers. Tonight's special meeting inside Clinton City Hall is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. A check of the City of Weatherford's official website did not show a special meeting planned for the Weatherford City Council. However, they are scheduled to meet in regular session on Thursday morning at 8 a.m. As of press time, no agenda has been posted. In a rate hike increase opposed by many of its customers, Public Service Company of Oklahoma is asking for a $243 million base rate hike before the corporation commissioners. PSO continues its pursuit of the request that would include a 7.33% rate of return if approved. In filings earlier in the year, PSO stated that the increase would result in just under $243 million in revenue. The company filed the request to address a revenue deficiency based on a test year that ended of December 31st last year. The rate has been opposed by various commercial and consumer groups. Filings made by PSO consumers also expressed opposition. PSO argues the current rates have been in place since the end of March of 2019, and if the rates are changed at the end of October, the existing rates would have been in place 2.5 years. The utility contends it has increased its operations by more than $700 million from the amount of operations the current rates are based upon. There are other issues, according to Matthew A. Horlid. He's the vice president of regulatory and financial for PSO, saying in April that there is increased political and environmental emphasis on green energy infrastructure, which gives responsible planning activities to phase out coal generation. He added the transition requires the acceleration of the depreciation expense for the company's portion of the coal-fired Oklo Union power plant, retired in September of last year, and the coal-fired NE Unit Number 3 to be retired in 2026. But the movement towards EVs is also part of PSO's request. He went on to say PSO, like many of its peers in the electric industry, also has a need to replace aging grid infrastructure to address customer expectations, including reliability and resiliency, and the next anticipated transformative changes to the industry, including increased renewable penetration, electric vehicle charging stations, and distributed generation. In state news, a house fire near McAllister does not appear to be suspicious, Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers explains.
And investigators say there doesn't appear to be anything suspicious about the cause of a house fire that killed three people south of McAllister Saturday night. The dead have been identified as Donald and Caroline West, both 81, and their son, 56-year-old Jeffrey West. I'm Beth Myers.
Checking in on oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $74.33. That's down $1.12. Brent crude at $78.22, down $1.31. Natural gas at $5.95. That is up 11 cents. Recapping our top story, a former Western Oklahoma resident declares his candidacy for U.S. Senate. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 28th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.